You're listening to Points North on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Peter Payette. The debate over hunting wolves is coming to Michigan. A lawmaker from the Upper Peninsula introduced a bill last week to open a hunting season for the animals. As you might recall, there was a long battle over taking the wolf off the endangered species list. Wolves are no longer considered endangered animals in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin and Minnesota have already set hunting seasons that will happen this fall. Here to talk with me about what might happen in Michigan is Bob Allen. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Peter.
So who wants to hunt wolves or see them hunted?
Oh, quite a few people in the Upper Peninsula who've been living with a growing wolf population for most of the last decade and who think there are too many wolves up there and that they're affecting the number of deer, that they're coming into small towns and losing their fear of people, that they're attacking pets, dogs, and such like. There are hunting groups like Michigan United Conservation Clubs who have been pushing for a hunting season, other wildlife groups in the Upper Peninsula pushing for a hunting season on these animals. So at least in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and among hunting organizations, the desire to hunt wolves is pretty strong.
So what do state wildlife officials say about a wolf hunt?
Well, it's kind of curious. Up until now, I've gone to some these wolf task force meetings and talked to people in the DNR, the biologists, and they've always sort of downplayed this idea of hunting because, well, for one, it's a hot button issue that people can get pretty excited about. But they've kind of taken an approach, unlike some of the other states, where they haven't set a quota, a number of wolves that they want to see in the state. They want to minimize sort of the risks that the wolf poses to farmers by taking livestock or to pet owners by killing their pets. So they focused more on giving people ways to deal with those problems. And once the wolf came off the endangered species list, farmers and pet owners have been able to shoot wolves that are threatening their animals. And then last week in the UP, the new director of the Department of Natural Resources was quoted in the Marquette paper saying that, you know, the DNR ought to be able to utilize hunters to help with this control of wolves that are causing problems. That was really the first indication from the leadership in the DNR that they're basically behind a hunting season. But when I asked, the spokesman for the DNR this week whether a hunting season was necessary to keep sort of control over wolves in the Upper Peninsula, He said it's not necessary, but it would be a useful tool, was the phrase that he used.
And is the whole debate only about management? Isn't there a dimension of this that people like to hunt in Michigan and there's plenty of these animals, so they would, you know, advocate having a hunting season?
Well, that would certainly be one of the arguments that the Michigan United Conservation Clubs would make and have made. And in fact, they go a little farther than that in saying that once you make the wolf a game species and you issue hunting licenses for it, and those licenses produce revenue that goes to the State Department of Natural Resources, that the state can actually do a better job, have more resources, and give more attention to managing the animal. And they argue that the wolf population will be healthier as a result of that attention and that extra management.
So who might oppose a hunting season in Michigan?
Well, there have been some groups that have fought against removing wolves from the endangered species list. There are groups that think that wolves belong on the landscape and that it was premature to take away the federal protections, that they've only returned to maybe, and this is the group's estimation, 5% of the historic range that the wolves occupied across all of the lower 48 United States, and that there really ought to have been a chance for wolves that have done so well in the upper Great Lakes states to continue to disperse out to other parts of the country where historically wolves have been located. And I think the tribes are going to have something to say about this as well, because the wolf is a very important animal to Great Lakes Indian tribes. And my impression, I've just started to look into this, is that they're not very happy about it.
And in Wisconsin, there is a lawsuit regarding the hunting season that's set for this fall.
Yes, but that has to do with a provision in the Wisconsin law that now would allow the use of hunting dogs to hunt wolves. And the suits have been brought by humane societies in Wisconsin that say, you know, a number of these dogs have been killed or mauled by wolves in these kinds of hunts, and it would be cruel to the dogs to allow this.
Now, in Michigan, the power to regulate hunting seasons resides with the Natural Resources Commission, and by law, the NRC is required to make science-based decisions about hunting animals. What does science say about whether hunting season would be a good idea or not in Michigan?
Well, that's going to be interesting to see what comes from the DNR biologists in terms of supporting a rationale for allowing a hunting season. I guess one of the points will probably be that just the growth in the population and that the population is much bigger than what resource managers had said was necessary for the recovery of the gray wolf in Michigan.
What's much bigger?
Well, the recovery goals were 100 wolves, I believe, in Michigan and Wisconsin. And the number in Michigan is near 700. Wisconsin has somewhere between 850 and 1,000.
So that would suggest anyone looking for the science, that the science argument might be on the side of the people proposing the hunting season.
Would seem
pretty squarely.
If you're using the numbers as the sole criteria, that would be pretty overwhelming, I would think.
All right. Well, Bob Allen, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.